I'm Bill Riley from New York. And I have a bit of a problem because in my community, we have a number of teachers that come from many, many different angles. And we have a big semantic problem with what has been discussed here. There are teachers that call falsetto something in the female voice and something in the male voice. There are other teachers that call the falsetto something that is loud and raucous and not soft and light. There are some teachers that call the chest voice something that is very, very low in pitch. There are other teachers that call the chest voice something that's very, very high in pitch. So I really have two focuses to my question, and perhaps the scientists can answer it as well as the voice teacher can. I'm yearning for a clarity that will bring us to an examination of laryngeal function, and then to function that is beyond laryngeal, that includes resonances, which Don Miller alluded to a little bit, and also the importance of noises and other non-tone kinds of things that affect our perception of vocal stylistic entities. So I'd love it if we could start referring to the laryngeal events as fry, modal, loft, and flageolet, or some other kind of definition. And if we start talking about the perceptions of musicians and singers and artists with the traditional terms, with clarified definitions. But I think that we should also look very clearly at other issues such as acoustic and noise issues. When we hear a rock and roll singer that does their scream that takes them into the high register, what is that high register? And is it more noise? Is it more pitch? Is it more laryngeal? Or is it more supralaryngeal? Scientists, any questions? Any answers?